two tape recorders just in case. And are you ready?
Okay, the story's about two gentlemen who grew up together, and when they were young, 20 years old, they decided they would part because one wanted to stay here and one wanted to go off to New York. One wanted to go off to New York and make his fortune as soon. And they promised one another they would return there. And 20 years, and he did return. But first, the policeman was going down the street, checking the doors to see if anything was wrong. And he ran into the man, a man who was there lighting a cigar. And the man told him that he was don't be afraid or something of that nature. But then he went further on. I can't remember too much of it. Let me see, one man owned a restaurant there, but it was torn down 5 years ago. And so the man who came from, was it New York? And he noticed that his friend was wanted in Chicago for some crime or something. And then he didn't want to arrest him. So he went around the corner and got a plainclothesman to walk up and arrest him, because he couldn't, I guess, stand the fact that his friend was a criminal. That's all I remember about it.
Okay. Now, I'd like for you to think of a story, maybe a childhood experience that has at least three people in it, three or more people.
Excuse me. I caught a cold yesterday. Childhood story. Got three people in it. Tell this story, let me see. When we used to go to school, I grew up at Our Lady Perpetual Help, and I went from the first until the fifth grade there, and a bunch of us cousins. Our mothers were sisters and brothers who lived on Boy Road. And we used to come day, go day, God sent Sunday. We were at Our Lady Perpetual Help. And my uncle Arthur used to teach us. We lived sort of like in the country, like down there on Boy Road. And he used to teach us all sorts of dances, you know, in the group. And Father O'Leary used to, we all grew up together in a bunch. And if one couldn't go, the others couldn't go. We always had to go out together, like if we were going to the movies or to the dance, you know, in the summer. It was pleasant. I mean, it was nothing exciting, and we just grew up there at Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And my grandparents, my mother's parents, dug the foundation for Our Lady of Perpetual Help many moons ago. And they used to do that after they got off from work and would go up there on the hill and dug the foundation to the old church. And when they decided to rebuild another church, we, the children, would go around selling flowers. And you know, people used to buy them from us, 10 cents a bunch. It was free. I mean, you could send children out to do things, you know. You could walk down Boyne Road, upstate, and there was nothing but woods around there. But now, today, you wouldn't dare. And all I can say is that we grew up there. We used to have bazaars, you know, bazaars there for us. And when they did tear the church down and rebuild the other church, they brought out all the old pictures. I seen pictures of me when I was no bigger than an arm or a hand. It was a pleasant, they raised us, you know, nice, because it seems like the children always came before them, like when we sat down to eat, I remember. And my uncle would, we would sit down and eat, and then the parents would eat afterwards, you know. I mean, it was, and then I grew up, I only finished high school, and I did take, when the computers came out, I did take that, because on my job, you know, you had to learn how to use the computer. And I, that's just about all the schooling I've had. I mean, high school and that, you know, learning that computer, because the George, but I worked at DC General, and when the Georgetown instructors were coming, you know, show us or teach us, and we had to pass it, you know. Also, in order to keep your job, they would put you in another part of the hospital. And I used to do death certificates. I didn't like it, but I had had an accident and my leg was broken. And in the government, when you are out for medical reasons, they have to hold a job for you. And I mean, they had to, I don't know what it is now. And they held a job for me, and they put me in that office. And at first I couldn't, because I used to always, I'd be crying all the time because, you know, somebody died and the people, I'd be feeling sorry for the person. I'd be choking up in, you know, in my heart and everything. But I got over it. I got used to it, you know, to doing that. So I was doing that sort of when I retired. Mm-hmm. But I had a rarely happy childhood because we all lived on Boyne Road. And my mother had to work, and the other aunt would take care of me, you know. And we just had a pleasant, you know. But I grew up a Catholic, which I'm not in the Catholic religion now because, well, I just have a few, you know, some ideas, you know, my own about religion. And I'm married. I got married before I left high school. And I had a daughter. My daughter's 40. I think Maria's 47. And of course, she went to school. She works in some administration now. I can't think of the name of it right now. And she's buying her own home. Mm-hmm. And I have a grandson. He's 25. And I have three great grandbabies, which I kept the weekend. I was so glad to send them home. I send them home Sunday. You know, as you grow older, you can't, me, I can't take all that, you know, but I love them, and I just want to let them know who, you know, great-grandmama is, and I want them to know me, you know. Mm-hmm. But as far as doing anything like you've done, no, which I wish I had, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I had a fairly happy childhood life. Mm-hmm. That's just about all I have to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to tell you a short story, mm-hmm. and I'd like you to tell it back to me.
Oh boy.
And let's see. Here is the story. Here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse. But she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Oh, okay, so a lady was shopping, and she lost her wallet dropped out of her purse, but she didn't see it. So when she got to the counter, she couldn't pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries back, and she went home. And as she walked in the door, the phone rang, and the young girl picked up the phone. I mean, she picked up the phone, and the young girl told her she had found her wallet. Mm-hmm.
try to remember that because I'm going to ask you to tell that story again at the very last. Next, I'm going to give you three categories. And I would like for you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as you can. Just as an example, if I said state, tell me as many states as you can think of, then you would say Tennessee, Oklahoma, New York, New Jersey, and so
on. Yeah, I don't know if I can help you here.
Oh, that's not, that's just an example.
Oh.
Okay. So when I give you the category, you can just go ahead and start naming them. Name as many as you can. The first category is foods. Anything that you can eat.
Foods. Mm-hmm. California. Florida.
No, foods.
Oh, you're talking about
it. No, just
fruits or what?
Anything that you can eat. Just name as many foods as you can think of.
Oh, name the food.
Any kind of food.
Any kind of food. Right. Oh, potatoes, macaroni and cheese, steak, tuna fish, fish. Greens, salmon, I can't, right offhand, peaches, oranges, apples, cake, pie, candy, nuts, ice cream, sweet potatoes, pizza, did I say steak, chitlins, watermelon, grapes, I can't think of anything else.
Okay, that's great. As long as you clear a minute, that's fine. You've done that. The second category is animals. Any type of animal.
Cats, dogs, squirrels. Cats, dogs, squirrels, snakes, spiders, frogs, alligators, elephants, tigers, lions. Excuse me. Is it a reptile? I can't think of anything else. Zebras. That's all.
Can you think of any more?
Dog. Did I say dog? I said snakes.
That's it? Okay. That's a minute. The last category is kitchen items. Anything that you would find in your kitchen.
Pots, pans, knives, forks, measuring cups. Mixing bowl, a drainage, cake pan, waffle iron, toaster. I said measuring cup, didn't I? Measuring cup. Dishes, did I say dishes? Saucers. What else is up there? Wee, cup. I said cups, didn't I?
I think so.
What about those big pots? You know, great big pots, large pots, but grill, what is that thing that, the boxer? The grill, what is it? The grill, what is it? Mm-hmm. Yes. Did I say frying pan?
Okay. Any more?
A beater.
Okay.
That's a mixer, a beater. I said a drainage, didn't I? The pancake flapper. And a salad. You know, things you mix the salads up with. This is what all I can think of.
Next I'm going to tell you some numbers, and I'd like you to repeat them back to me. These are the memory exercises, by the way. That we're getting into. Okay. 582. Repeat that back to me.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
591-7428.
591-7248.
417-9386.
417-9386.
581-92647.
581-92487.
382-95174.
382-97514.
Okay. 275-862-584.
275-862. I can't get a voice there.
Okay. Next, I'm going to say some numbers, but I want you to repeat them backwards this time. Okay. 2-4.
4-2.
Yes. 5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
3-2. 9. 3-2-9. I can't get it.
4-9-6-8.
8-9. I can't do it backwards. I can't do it backwards as well.
Okay. Let's see. Next thing is... kind of an exercise of attention. You start here and go across each row and read the words as fast as you can.
You ready? Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Next is, for each dot, same thing, read across and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
That's 11 seconds. And the last part, pay attention to this one, because this time Don't read the words. Tell me the color that each word is printed in as fast as you can. So right here, instead of saying red, you're going to say blue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
As fast as you can.
Red. Wait a minute. You said read the color.
Just don't read the word. Tell me the color.
The color. The color. Okay.
The color of the word.
Okay. Blue. I mean red. That's blue.
Uh-huh.
Blue. Yellow. Green. Like that. Is that how I'm supposed to do it?
Wait. Let me stop for a second. Mm-hmm. Stop the timer. Like the first line would be red. No, I'm sorry. Blue. Red. Green.
Oh, down this way.
I'm gonna go. Blue, red, green, yellow.
Oh, like that. Okay.
And tell me the color, not don't read the word.
Okay.
And go ahead.
Blue, red, yellow.
Whoops.
I mean green,
mm-hmm.
yellow.
Right.
Green, yellow, yeah. Green, red. Green, red. Blue, green. That's right. Am I doing it right?
Are you reading the word or are you telling me the color?
Oh, red, blue,
right.
Yellow,
uh-huh.
blue.
Right.
Red, yellow,
mm-hmm.
red, green, green. I mean, blue. Blue, that's right, right?
Uh-huh.
A red, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay.
That was kind of confusing.
That's an exercise of attention.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay attention.
Yeah, I have to pay more attention.
Yeah, and
to what I'm saying.
And you have to inhibit what you want to do, which is
mm-hmm.
like red, blue, yellow, green,
mm-hmm.
to say the color instead.
So mm-hmm.
this is an exercise of attention and inhibition.
Okay.
Do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that story once again?
Well, the lady was out shopping for groceries, and she was walking along, and she dropped her wallet out and didn't see it. And when she got up to the counter, she didn't have money to pay for groceries, so she put the groceries back. When she got home to the door, the phone rang, and she answered it, and the young lady said that, "I found your wallet."
Okay.
Isn't that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. And that's it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The entire exercise.
Okay.
The only other thing I have for you is, this is the payment form. I need your mailing address and your signature.
Let me see. I write my name and everything in here?
You just print your name.
Print my name.
Mm-hmm. So they can... And that's everything. I really appreciate you coming out in all this weather to help me out here.
Well, I didn't mind. Put my social security number here too.
They're asking for. A lot of people are uncomfortable with that, but I'm not sure what happens if they.